Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment. Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hold on just a second here.
Yeah.
I want to do this. I just feel like doing this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, it's good to be with you. Hey, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show bonus hour. We appreciate you coming by here, don't we, Hank?
Huh? Obama!
Thank you very much. great to have you with us. We have a fun start to the show today because we're going to get a little musical on you. Rob is a bit of a musicologist, and he's got an iPod full of music that he likes to just fill every day. And this is a...
Chock-a-block, Mike.
This is one-hit wonders that you want to talk about?
Yeah,
today?
I found this on Facebook, and it was on the MeTV website. Now, MeTV is one of those antenna-style TVs. They show a lot of throwback shows, but they have a lot of neat lists. And they started this list of the 10 weirdest one-hit wonders of the 1980s. And
weirdest.
I liked it. Weirdest. And I supplemented it with a couple that I want your opinion on. We won't start with the weirdest ones.
I say this?
Yeah.
I always feel that the 1980s, that was the beginning of kind of the dismantling of the megastars. You know, they all began to get older, so mm-hmm. you didn't have the artist that would churn out a la Beatles, a la Zeppelin, the 15 hits a year. You know,
right.
You didn't have Michael Jackson was just starting to go, you know, by the by. And so it would just, a lot of the megastars that would churn out so many hits and would be dominating playlists, that started to wane in the
Fountains
in the 80s.
Wayne.
Yeah, and what was great about it is that...
And then you got Fountains of Wayne. There you go.
It resulted in room on the charts for these one-hit wonders.
Do you want to say hello on the bonus show? This is the one that people pay for.
Yeah, so make it good.
You can speak dirty on this. You can actually say bad words, but I don't
want
to do
that. Oh, dude.
No. You're my lovely...
Say a bad word.
Hi.
This is the actress right here. This is they can hear you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Here, I'll take my
hear what I just said?
What did you say? No, say it on the microphone.
Fuck.
Oh, stop it. All right. That's enough, Catherine. That's enough.
Call me.
Thank you. Thanks. Bye. God, that's
good
just
night.
So bad. That's just...
Mike, she's
21.
She's your daughter.
I am
your daughter.
Literally
perfect
lightheaded
timing.
Right now.
Perfect timing. Perfect timing.
And you know what's so great?
Rob's having an aneurysm right
she
now.
She said, well, did you hear what I said?
And I didn't hear it the
I
first
said,
time.
Fuck.
Later.
Laters.
Go to the beach.
Oh, my God. Across the street at the pool. The community pool. You know.
Who are those girls?
My daughters. Thank
Who
you.
Let 20-somethings in here?
I would imagine right. that would be more of a complaint of the older ladies than the older
They're
men.
They're going to suck up the cocoon.
Actually, we had a house in Cocoonville. This is how the story goes. Don't
okay.
know whether it's accurate or not. Had a home off the 13th tee. And the 13th tee, this home had a little tiny wooden deck down by the lake.
Okay.
And it was the only one that had it of its kind. And there was a young woman who used to live there who would sunbathe. And the way the story goes, don't know if any of this is true. This is what I hear. The way the story goes,
I like it
they
already.
They received a letter of complaint. And they got so pissed that people were complaining about this woman sunbathing that was interfering with the golf and all that, and they shouldn't be out there. It was absolute bullshit. Absolute bullshit,
Man.
The way it goes. And the story goes that they went, oh, okay, we'll take care of that. Fuck you. And they sold their house and left.
Wow.
Really?
They didn't want to be a part of any of this crap. And the story goes that the letter was sent by an old man.
The lore.
Really?
Maybe he couldn't control his urges when he was on the green.
I don't know what it was. It was just weird, didn't it? And I remember
it lasted for more than 4 hours.
I've been here long enough to remember where it was kind of like you'd sit there and you'd tee off, and it was kind of, hey, that's kind of neat. And then you'd just go about your way. But you really, you know, it wasn't where she was either the kind of bikini person who was like, oh, my God. It was an average woman, not unattractive, not turbo attractive.
A solid seven.
Yeah.
Who was sunbathing. That was it.
Yeah.
In back of her own fucking property.
On her own property, yeah.
And they sold. They sold their place. That's the... That's the way the story goes. There's a lot of, you know, you negotiate that down here because you got a lot of, nah.
Sure.
Where there, when you get into a gated, secretive, not secretive, a gated.
Secret society?
Sequestered society.
Can
here,
I?
There's nothing to bitch about, so you're going to bitch about other bullshit when I'm here, you know.
Mike, you're painting the wrong picture. I've been to your community.
Yes.
It is, with all due respect, it is essentially a home. Any other home, like you would postage stamp home that you would put in any community, they just built a gate around it and all of a sudden they created rules.
Yeah.
Like, it's not this glorious, like high, it's beautiful, but it's not.
It's nice.
It's nothing crazy.
No.
It's
not over the top.
Why do these douchebags think that they're living in Bel Air?
I know what it's not. It's not an, I don't think it's a, it's.
You're going to live with your auntie and uncle in Bel Air.
To me, is a. You can move down here and turn your television off and be literally removed from the pressures, because they're mostly retirees, mm-hmm. and the issues of the day. So when that happens, when you're not, most of them are not working, the vast majority of them, and then people come down and vacation down here. There are many of us scattered through that are still slaying the dragon and mm-hmm. still doing it every day. But most of these people, they've got nothing else to do, and so they bitch about it.
They want to do that.
And they're slashing tires left and right.
It's weird. I don't know. It's strange.
It is the same people that cause trouble at PTA meetings at schools.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The busy, connected mom that says, well, I don't know if that's what we should be doing.
No,
it's a downhouse, Frau. Yeah. No one asked you.
Look, I realize that this is a nice place and I like
it. Buying your
cookies. I like a clean, nice neighborhood. I like all the stuff. All the stuff that
nice
says,
and
don't
white.
Do this. Now, that's not fair.
Are there any minorities in your neighborhood?
Does that say anything about me?
No, you love the minorities. You work with many.
But with all due respect, Oscar, do you think really that ultimately that played any role in my decision to live here?
No, 100%. That's why it's a good joke.
No,
that's why it's a joke.
The reason he's living there is that he's nowhere within 2 miles
of any direction. I don't want you talking about this subject.
Of someone shitting on his parking deck.
The fact is,
which we have here.
The diversity that exists, it is not, we do not have that in this neighborhood, and you know what, I would welcome it, but you're absolutely right, and that's why I feel clarification is in order. However, I do like things like, you know, you can't do whatever the fuck you want. Throwing something
no
in your
on
front
the roof.
Yard. You can't put a grill in the front yard. You know, you can't do crap like that. I'm okay with
no
all
cinder
that.
Blocks,
what I'm not okay with is nitpicky bullshit.
Yeah.
That's what I don't like, okay? I don't like nitpicky stuff when I keep a clean house and I put
front
a plastic
porch.
Bag with beluga shit in it. I don't like the fact that I get a letter because somebody walked by it. You know,
not
and they,
blue
they're
bag.
Not quick to do that. But, you know, and as far as somebody's private property, sitting there on a deck and sunbathing to me would not be an egregious offense, and it just speaks to things that you don't worry about. I think they're, you know,
they're going to tell you to put a one piece on anybody that comes and visits.
What
hey,
if
you, hope you brought your one piece. We don't want to create a
and
situation.
By the way, all this stuff, if I was not working and I had time to deal with it, I would fight the good fight. I would actually be in there trying to get stuff done, but I don't. No, you know, not only do I not engage in it, I don't have the time to. I don't pay attention to it. I can bitch about it and I can laugh about it, but if I had the time, I'd probably want to change it. To be honest with you, if I had the time to get involved, I think all these little sanctuaries, just because you're 65 years old does not mean that you can't open your little sanctuary up, and I'm talking about specifically golf here,
sure.
to all these programs that are helping kids get involved with the game and making their life a little better. They could do that. They could do a lot of good, and I think all old people should be.
What you need to do, Mike, is the reason that they are nitpicky is because there are no big problems to address.
Ah.
So yeah. What you do is provide something that's really grievous. Like tomorrow, walk beluga just wearing a bathrobe. And tie it maybe just a little loose.
With boxers on.
Yeah.
And just have it open. Just
morning, Norm.
Boxers.
Good morning. How are you? Yeah, that'd be fun. Anyway, what the fuck were we talking
about? We're talking about one-hit wonders. You were saying in the 1980s with the demise of the superstar, it opened the charts up for one-hit wonders. And I love when Mike talks about his radio days when he was playing music. So I've started with a few records that I know you probably played as you were coming up through the ranks. And then we'll go to the top 10 weirdest songs
love
of
it.
The 90s. 1980s. Mike, here's one that always makes me sort of cock my head because it charted in English and in German. But it was indeed a one-hit wonder.
99 Luft Balloons.
I really love this song.
And of course I pulled the German version.
By the way, you get the buzzer and you will get the dinger. Buzzer for the ones I hated.
Okay.
Dinger that... I don't know why. I think I do know why. It was so unlike anything we got.
Yes.
And it was special. And I know it was a one-hit wonder, but man, then when they go into the instrumental intro right here.
Yeah.
Buzz dinger.
Hey, you get traditional ramp up like that. Fantastic. You can do that after Power 105 WABA. How you doing, our Power Porsche? Your chance to win a key coming up in minutes right here. And don't forget the chili kickoff. Oh, that's another radio station. Anyway, Nana on WAVA. Oh, it's a longer intro. Okay, I got another post to go. Well, let me talk to you about our Power 105 forecast. Partly cloudy, temperatures in the mid-60s. Nana, 99 Luft Balloons. Oh, it's even longer than that. Okay, I got another post here. It's the
German
album version. Fantastic. Well, now we get to it. I finally get the vocal on the song. Enjoy, everybody.
Now, do you remember if you played it in German or English?
I don't.
Because I remember hearing both of them on the radio.
Great question.
Because it was either 99 Red Balloons or Neue Neuner Luft Ballons.
If memory serves me, I think we probably played the English version more than that.
Because it was Virginia.
It may have been that we played the German version initially as the song became a bigger hit.
Right.
We played the English version.
Very cool. So that's
that
Nana
may
or
be the
Nina.
Story. I'm sticking to it.
Mike, do you remember a band called Double, but it was spelled double?
I'm listening.
And all of these bands had one hit in the entire decade of the 80s. The song is called Captain of Her Heart.
Vague memory.
Yeah. It was way past midnight. Thought that might go. Surprised it went that long.
Hold on, let me turn it up. There you go.
Okay. This one in my head I associate with 99 Red Balloons. Remember Martika? Mike, Toy Soldiers, All Fall Down, All Fall Down, All Fall Down.
Not even going to comment on that piece of shit.
Now, this is one that I know you have a story for it, and I think you actually like it.
Dirk Kummersaw.
Exactly.
Jeff Leonard. WKYS. After the fire at your house. They left the TV on the lawn, so don't worry about it. Jeff Leonard. WKYS.
I love that.
Dirk Kummersaw after the fire.
I love that because that talk-up makes very little sense.
But let me do it again. Yeah, okay. You surprised me, okay?
Okay, from the top?
All right, yep.
You want a jingle?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, cool.
WDRC in Hartford, where the fun is.
103 DRC, Jeff Leonard. How you doing? Dirk Kummersaw. Little song called After the Fire. Don't worry, though. They left the TV on the lawn. You're going to be fine. 103 DRC, Jeff Leonard, Dirk Kummersaw.
I don't know why that slays me so much.
Every time. It's so great.
It's so perfect.
It slays you because the same reason that I remember it after all these years, I just heard it. And I was like, that was just a funny talk-up. You know, he basically is introing a record called After the Fire, and he's talking about like making it a house fire, but they left your TV on the line.
Like, that's the thing they say. Yeah.
Silly, funny, beautiful. That's it. Almost poetic. Yeah. Jeff Leonard.
Jeff Leonard.
Don't know what he's doing now, but God bless him. That's right.
Oh, okay, I thought you were going to do one more.
Are you so OCD that you couldn't talk until the vocal started?
Well, I thought you were going to talk into the vocal.
No, okay. I wasn't planning on doing that.
All right.
I'm sorry, you scared me. I thought you had the big one there.
No. Remember, right. We don't have a stroke till Friday.
There we go. Fantastic.
How about this one?
Oh, yeah. Tony Basil.
Yes.
Tremendous singer, tremendous herb.
On the Bring It On soundtrack.
Was it?
Yeah, it was.
This was one of the spearheads,
sadly,
Mike, of cheerleader-themed rock and roll.
Very good early club song.
Now, did you play this when you were in the clubs?
Raffles, too. They love this early in the evening. because, you know, it got
shot time. To... Get on the dance floor.
And I used to have people do the pogo to this. This was fantastic. People used to love to pogo. Do the pogo.
What's a pogo? I have no idea what that is.
Well, think of what you do on a pogo stick. You do the same thing on a dance thing. You just bounce on it down.
It's a traditional white dance.
It's a traditional white person's dance. Yeah.
I played it too much, but I'm still going to give it a ding because, oh, Mickey, you're so fine. You're so fine, you blow my mind. Hey, Mickey. Hey, now, Mickey. And I remember it after all those years. Wonderful lyric.
Frank Zappa, not a one-hit wonder, but his daughter Moon Unit was. This is probably too old for Oscar to remember.
Hmm.
I remember that getting a lot of evening radio play.
Evening stuff.
Novelty record, and really only a novelty record because it was such a bad record.
It was. But no, it was funny, though. There was funny parts to it.
Can you play a little more? Let me think. Okay. Are you playing it from the beginning?
Yes.
Because there'll be her vocal in here, right?
Yeah, in a moment, yes.
See,
one thing about it is actually it's a really good-sounding record because Frank Zappa produced it.
Sure, I'll go with that.
No, you don't like the sound of it?
Boo.
I'm not a Zappa fan.
Boo.
Actually, this is one that I never really cared for.
Are you familiar with it?
Yeah, well, I worked at WHFS.
Well, I mean, they had other songs.
Yeah, but they would. This is the thing. Weasel would come in, or Niecy would come in.
Weasel playing the rock and roll.
And terrific Tuesday.
And I would be packing up the T-shirts, and I'd be like, haven't heard this one in a while. And then, boom. Thanks, Weasel. Stick to the playlist. Stick to the playlist. We need ratings.
It is a perfect example of a recurrent record that people say, this will mix things up.
We've spent too much time. Please play something that I liked. Please, next.
All right,
please.
Let us start. This is the actual list prepared by MeTV. I will skip over Pac-Man Fever because I genuinely like you.
Much appreciated.
At number 10, the song When I'm With You, it's Sheriff.
I don't remember it.
Now, this is a Canadian band. The reason that it was so weird, this was a huge hit, it didn't have a music video. So it actually existed on its own strength as a horrible power ballad.
I can't believe it was even popular.
Do you remember?
That was a hit?
That was a big hit in 1989. Do you remember the band M-A-R-R-S? Pump Up the Volume?
You know this one, Mike.
It's horrible.
It's just... Pump up the volume, pump up the volume, yeah. There was a lot of pumping up in the 80s.
Yeah, but not pumping up jam.
But listen to this riff right here. This riff is okay.
Good.
This is used in a lot. Wasn't this sampled?
I bet.
Was it this sampled
down the
road? I want
to say this is in the Weird
road?
Science soundtrack.
But
I bet
I'm sorry,
it was.
It's a one hit. It was not a big hit.
No, it was. It was a top 10 hit. Sadly.
Was it really?
Is that top 10?
Yeah, all these are.
What year was it a top 10 hit?
It was a top 10 hit. I'm sorry. You know what? I lied. Number 13, but it was 1988. Yep. 1988.
I was like, that is not top 10.
All right, here's one
I was
that
I'm flapping my gums by that point, not having to burden myself with playing those. Leave that to Tommy McFly.
1987, Mike, I remember even as a 16-year-old kid thinking this is a flipping disaster. Bruce Willis.
What number is this?
This is number 8 on our list. It went to number 5.
Ah.
His cover
I don't
of,
remember it. We
you don't remember when he came out with The Return of Bruno and did Respect Yourself?
I don't think you played
it. I've never heard this.
I don't think we played it. Now listen, you got to remember, all I did
you were talking
with
at this
Don
point, yeah.
during the 80s is fight program directors not wanting to play music. And thank God, when you hear this garbage, you realize we probably made...
This is why the 80s died.
Yeah.
Right.
But there was the Pointer Sisters helped him out, but I always thought this was a disaster. Not
is
that
the Pointer Sisters in the background?
Mm-hmm. And June, I think, trades lead with him on this.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, that's sad. Sorry. All right, moving on.
Mike, at number 7, if they had all been this good, we would have been in good shape. Baltimora, Tarzan Boy.
Jesus.
This might be good.
It was dying. It was slowly but surely dying.
See, I'm a rube, but I'm into this.
1986, you were how old?
I remember 86?
This. Yeah.
I was in second grade.
Second grade Oscar.
Whoa. A lot of these you hear in
Shannon
stadiums.
Shannon was one.
You hear these in stadiums. You know that?
Yeah,
literally
that's true.
Learning how to walk.
I was, 3?
Yeah. Buddy was still sucking on his mom's teat.
Well, that could have been
any year.
That's right.
Milk with pizza.
Still horrible. And one hit wonder. That's why. And the reason these are one hit wonders is because they didn't have it. That's it. They got lucky.
A gimmick. It's a gimmick song.
I like that song. Yeah.
All right. This one I remember because this song used to scare me. This is from 1985. And they sampled and chopped up a documentary about Vietnam and put it over like a dance track. It's Paul Hardcastle. It was called 19.
In 1965. Vietnam seemed like just another fight.
I remember it.
Yeah, weird. Wava played it a lot.
In many ways. Yeah. Wava so played the shit out of the trigger. In World War II, Shadow the Smith. Age of the
yep. Soldier was TK. Yeah.
In Vietnam, he was 19. Yeah, it's real good. In Vietnam, thank you.
Thank you for doing that. Mike,
hey, kind of appropriate, you know, have a war song and then I blow it up.
If we go back to 1984, Mike, we will reach probably the greatest rock and roll song ever inspired by the Three Stooges.
Oh. Oh, yeah. What was the name of it?
The Curly Shuffle.
The Curly Shuffle.
By the yep. Jump in the Saddle Band.
Yep, 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 yep.
I was 13.
Power 105 WAVA. When me and my
friends go out on the 13 and their perfect target audience.
All right, you know what? I'm sorry. I played the shit out of this, so turn it up a little bit. All right. We're going to enjoy this. Here we go. I'm not doing the Curly Shuffle. Hey, Mo. Hey, Mo. Hey, Mo. Well, hey, yuck, 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 yuck. Stooges were hot. They took
they
it.
They were. It was good stuff. Okay. Nice. Oh, okay. Wow. Mike, Irving Berlin's biggest hit in 1983 belonged to a man named Taco.
Taco.
Exactly. Great job.
Yeah, Taco putting on the Ritz.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go, why don't you go where fashion sits? Not the Ritz.
I always thought it was about the Ritz-Carlton.
If you're blue, or the crackers. You don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion
sits? Put down your it's got a decent beat.
Yeah.
This was
huge.
Correct me if I'm wrong, this was a number one hit, right? This
was
a monster.
It went to number four, it says here, 1983.
Only number four.
But it got, you know what, because it was
a... Must have had a lot of Michael Jackson and Madonna and Prince in the way.
Mike, a lot of blow was done to this song.
Putting on the wrist.
So as we move up to number three, I actually have a sister record that goes
can
with
I just
a,
say one more thing about
yeah,
putting
please.
On the wrist? An incredibly disturbing music video.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Taco was an incredibly disturbing looking individual. Mm.
Like vampiric.
Very, very scary.
Or vampiric. Is it vampiric or vampiric?
Vampiric.
Vampiric. He looked like vampire.
Vampire. Ooh. The creatures of the night. What beautiful music they made.
Now, this next one was a huge hit, and it brought back danceable classical music, Mike.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Stars on 45.
No, this is Hooked right. on Classics.
Oh, whatever.
The part one and part two.
Songs like with this, yeah.
Synthesized clapping and a medley yeah, of classical music.
I would put this on at the club, and I would actually be in Gaithersburg, Maryland, and I would drive to Richmond and then come back, and it'd be wrapping up, and I'd enjoy the set. Yeah,
now,
it was groovy. They put a disco beat to classical music. That's all it was.
I'm curious with your take on its sister record, because a few months after Hooked on Classics, big band fans rejoiced with the release of Hooked on Swing.
Yeah, another great one. It was These were really popular.
They were.
You could, and for club DJs, you would put these on, and it would be like, okay, everybody, enjoy your evening. I'll be back in about an hour and a half. And it really was the, you know, this beat was pretty close to the original swing beat.
They could fit it
just,
in.
And they just put it, you know, come on, everybody.
Oh, that was, who was that? Jive Bunny and the Master Mixer.
Oh, Jive Bunny, that's
yeah,
right.
So, yeah, those were, oh, those, God.
That's where his brain's used. He's got all these songs in his head. Oh, my God, Jive Bunny.
Now, this next one, number two, is a song of all of these. It's the one I don't remember. It's from 1981. Do you remember something called General Hospital? It's a rap song about the soap opera General Hospital.
I wasn't even in the country.
Thank you.
Not worth a mention.
And at number one, Mike, a weird one-hit wonder because it hit the charts twice. It actually charted in 1980 and 1989. Which I would understand if it was a better song, but it's not.
This
it's-
song rules. This song rules.
No. No, it does
it's
not
It's a love
rule.
Ballad.
It is. It's Benjamin Mardones. I call him Benny.
Benny Mardones.
Yep. Glenn Hollis played this for many a love song.
Hey, Chrissy, we're going to send this one out to you. I'm Glenn Hollis.
Oh, and before we close this segment, Mike, I did save one one-hit wonder.
Did you say the segment is almost over?
It is nearly over. Oh, and they cheer.
Let's go top 10 next time.
But, right. Mike, I saved one top 10 record because I know it's a favorite of yours, and I would right. not be doing my job if I didn't play it.
Oh, if you play this, I think I might know what it is.
Great song. Epic.
Mike, you can't feel
legendary.
It.
It's bulletproof.
Oh, my God.
Oh, there he goes. You killed it with a timpani. And Dixie. So those are your 81 hit wonders. And Mike, thank you for sharing some of your DJ expertise with us. I do love when you do that.
Don't worry, be happy. I cannot tell you
such a happy
how many
song.
Times we were. Thank you, Oscar.
Need a red it stripe. Was, yeah.
We were so we Make were required day. To play that oh so frequently.
What the, which PD was? Do you remember which PD you were under when you were forced to play that?
They were all bad. So one of the bad ones. One that's the way I look at it.
Because I do remember it being like about every 62 minutes.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
It was horrible. Okay, so we've got the pizza that we ordered.
We do?
When the show began, because there is we earlier in the week on the regular shows, I was talking about the fact that pouring milk on a piece of chocolate cake really an amazing experience, and I've been getting a lot of feedback on it. People are talking about milk, Tres Leches cake, pouring milk. People in their families have been doing it a while. People corroborate that. But a story broke, I think, the day after I was talking about that, which was about dunking milk in pizza. And Rob's got the story.
Yeah, right this there. Actually comes from ABC 15 in Arizona, where I get all my news, Channel 15. And according to BuzzFeed, this started when a 20-year-old woman named Miriam from Dallas, Texas, said that she thought that pineapple on pizza was so stupid. What else
I
could
think
we
pineapple
do?
Pineapple on pizza is horrible.
Oh, I love it. I love pineapple on pizza.
Why?
Why? It tastes. It's the sweetness. It's like taking
pineapple's great.
Yeah,
on
really
pizza.
Nice. Yes. Yeah. Think about
Hawaiian
it.
Hawaiian style.
Yeah.
Little ham.
Little bacon. Little piece like pineapple. Make it taste for nice for you.
I don't like my sweet Mercy.
But the way Miriam says it, pizza and milk makes more sense than pineapple. Milk and cheese are in the same category, whereas pineapples and cheese are complete opposites, she told BuzzFeed. So this is people are trying it out, and according to the sort of trend on Twitter, they're saying, you know what? Not so bad.
All right. All right, so milk and pizza.
All right, let's start serving this
yeah,
pizza.
Yeah, because we have a...
we're all just staring at each other.
It smells like amazing in
to
here.
To be honest, the fat man in me, when Ashley brought the pizza into the studio, I wanted to crawl through the TV screen.
Yeah.
I really wanted it. I mean, I just, right now, at this time of the day, we're doing our second taping today, and, you know, daddy'd like a slice. So just pass that through the phone and all.
Please.
Yeah, just, if you could shove it through the Skype, pizza Skype.
Daddy wants right. a slice.
Yum, yum. Yum, yum.
I remember the 80s fondly as far as music, because I would listen to music my sister would listen to.
Right.
But I don't remember.
Like Menudo?
No. my parents definitely listened to Menudo. They had the record.
Mena, I remember Luft Balloons. That's about one of the only ones you played. Taco, I remember we played the crap out of that. But a lot of them were just. Well,
like I regard the 90s alternative music, in, when it comes on, it really. It teleports me to that place, right?
But the 90s was the worst musical decade maybe of the century.
Which is weird that you would say that, because I would think that while we, you know, we're not the same age, we're closer in age for the 90s than we ever would be.
But we have that 10-year span. That's why I like the 80s.
So you hated alternative?
Yeah,
they ramped up into that. It's when it just started leaving, and you didn't have to work, and you didn't have to write melodies, and it was just all gimmick. Now, getting back to this pizza with milk, how would you guys, I don't know, Oscar, you lived
Does
in
Does everybody have a slice?
Is this pizza that you would rate, would you rate this pizza highly, Oscar, as far as the...
Angelico's is sweet.
It's Look very, very good.
Tamping the grease off the
I know. Oscar, can I suck on that napkin, please?
Well, look at yourselves and look at me, fellas.
I've been to this...
there you go.
Advantage Oscar, always.
I'll live longer.
Just ask him. Yeah, I live more.
It's not really going to make a difference, to be honest with you.
Well, this and the running will, Mike.
The running will, but the fat's still in that pizza.
Yes. I mean,
been to Angelico's across the street of Wisconsin Avenue here, and their food is great. It's a good, good pizza.
It's not like good pizza. Tony Perkins' go-to.
By the way, why did we get a pepperoni pizza?
We got half pepperoni and half cheese because the BuzzFeed article actually pictured pepperoni pizza going into milk.
All right, what is the experiment? What are we
going to
be doing?
We're going to dip the pizza in the milk and see if it improves it in any way.
All right.
So we all have, and it's 2% milk, Mike.
Now, hold on. Who's going first?
Well, what?
Oscar already went.
Oscar already went. Mm-hmm. Oscar was hungry. Oscar, all right, so do you dip it in the milk? What do you think?
Not any better. It's actually messier. No.
Right, it's just messier.
Boo.
All right, I'm Thumb letting mine soak for a good moment because I think Oscar just dunked.
He's not a foodie either.
No.
He doesn't care about this experiment.
Hey, my milk is turning.
Dabbing the grease off his pizza.
My milk is turning orange. Okay. It's a good. You like chocolate milk? This is grease milk.
Are you dunking a pepperoni pizza?
Yes, I am.
In the
here
milk?
We go.
All right, here we go. Is there really anybody else that needs to do this?
Oh, my God.
Studio?
Settle down. Okay. Oh, my God. It's like a cage animal.
You know what?
He took like half the pizza into his mouth.
That's a bite.
Hold on a sec.
They'll get that cheese.
Little cheese, too. Pull the cheese.
Because of the grease, the cheese and meat almost form a resist against the milk, but the
it's
crust,
like a membrane.
The crust absorbs it,
yeah,
and it tenderizes the crust.
And
let me have another bite. I don't want to rush into this foolhardily, of course.
No, I look forward to your like. And what this is going to have to be for me will be game changer.
Yeah.
Where this has to be good enough where you would say, I would eat my pizza like that at all times. Now, Oscar, you took another bite of your pizza. Did you dunk it?
No.
So you've rejected the idea.
Did you dunk it?
Did you dunk it? Rob?
Mike, I'm going to...
dunk. He likes it.
I'm going to give you this. What I need is I need to finish the cheesed part and then dunk the crust without topping.
So in other words, you have to complete an entire slice.
Mike, maybe more than a slice before any judgment can be made.
Well, you want to be sure.
I respect the mania.
Did you dip yours in milk?
I tried it, and you know what bugs me about this?
It's food.
The bubbles.
It's food. It bugs him that it's food. It's caloric intake.
This is your entire calories for the day you usually take in, right? That one slice.
So what do you think? What is your opinion, Pony?
So the tanginess of the pepperoni and the cheese gets totally masked by the milk. It just coats all of that flavor, and I don't like it.
You don't like it. Okay, so the two thin guys don't like it. I wish I was there because we might need a tiebreaker. Ashley, did you try it? Did you try the pizza and the milk? I'd like to get a lady's take. Or Maddie, I'd like to get a lady's take on this. All right, can we do that?
Anything? Yeah, please.
Speak into the mic.
Mike, and I will say this. Right now, where I stand on it while she dunks, it's a novelty. It's not anything I would go to.
It's not like you would say, oh, my God, you cannot eat pizza any other way.
No.
And Ashley has been grossed out.
Well, she's also vegan, so this is probably not the best person to ask.
I was
vegan. She's not vegan anymore.
Yeah, until she ate the pizza.
Hey, my daughter's vegan. My daughter, Catherine is vegan, too. Catherine is vegan.
They'll get over it.
You know when it's best? When it's just the crust. Like when you have the crust on the edge and you soften it a little
bit. But that's not how they sell it.
No.
That's not how they sell it at all.
No. Miriam from Dallas, Texas can eat one because she's not telling the truth.
Let's get the opinion of all the other interns. Diego and Maddie.
Diego's out. He's watching his figure.
I'm out. I'm watching my figure like Oscar said.
Yeah, I didn't try it either. So.
No, look at these.
Terrific.
No, I tried it. I spit it out. It's awful. You guys have to do it.
I don't hate myself that much.
What did I miss? I missed something there. What
happened? Well, essentially, Diego's a big pussy.
Yep.
No.
Maddie, I respect what she said. She's like, that's not something I want to do.
Right.
And we have to do it because we clearly are in the program here.
Sure.
And I'll say this.
Well, Maddie, I got to be honest with you. If you don't want to do it, you realize that our own Ashley there took a picture of male poop out on the deck there. And, you know,
how do you know it was male?
Yeah, it could have been female.
Oh, come on.
Yeah,
do you think a lady would
do
that? Do you really think it was?
It's women's month.
You know what? It's women's month.
That's right. Day without a woman.
They're marking their territory, Mike.
So, Rob, it sounds to me like it's a resounding no, even with you. You wouldn't do it regularly. And,
no. And for one thing,
and
milk
Pony
is not a
and
good.
Ashley, we're all gross.
Big
out.
Milk. This is a big milk situation.
Yep.
I see it all. I wish I would have seen it yesterday.
Trying
when we talked
to see
about
more
this.
Milk.
Yeah, they want to sell more milk.
And can you show him this glass of milk here, Adrian? Careful, please. Show it to Mike in the camera. When you see how the milk looks after two simple pizza dunks.
Oh God!
You won't drink that, would you?
And that's not like chocolate. Oh, that's nasty.
No.
Which it lets you know the fat content of that pizza, though.
It sure does. You can hold on to that,
son. Nasty pepperoni. That's so gross.
Yeah,
right
that is that 2% turned whole awful quick.
So we reject, right? We
totally
reject.
Say no.
No,
I say no.
Rob, can I get some music for hoteliers? Can we get some music for the hotels, the busy metropolis hotels? I think it would be a wonderful idea. One of the things we've talked about on the Mike O'Mara show, and we do it on the bonus show as well as the regular show, is the fact that our intern, Adrian, otherwise known as Go Diego Go, Adrian is a very, very diligent worker at his other job, which is working for a hotel chain where he's a manager. And this is a hotel. It's time for Hotels in the News.
Mike, the song is actually called Bellhop.
Employee of the Year.
Yes, he is Employee of the Year.
At your hotel chain, do you want them to go nameless?
Nameless,
or not?
Mike. We're about to talk about something that's really nameless.
Yeah.
I mean, we talked about it before, so it can remain nameless, but if people want to find out, they'll find out.
Hey, pothead, settle down.
All right. I'm just saying.
He's trying. Oscar's trying to help you there.
Yeah.
So, right. When we talk about. Now, the fact is, you had said that you got your Employee of the Year award because you went the extra mile. You would hear that somebody liked something or a customer wanted something, and even though you're not like a Ritz-Carlton, you would run out and you would get it for him, and it was just little touches like that made you a better hotel manager. And are you a manager, by the way? Is that what you are?
No, not yet, at least.
What is your title? Bellhop?
What is your title?
I mean, I do everything. I mean, another reason I got the Employee of the Year award was because I take the shifts that nobody wants. I do the overnight shifts, and that's when the crazy stuff happens.
What's your title, son?
The front desk, I do breakfast host, I drive, I do night audit, I do a lot of stuff.
I forgot, Mike, he's vice president in charge of scrambled eggs. Because remember, he prepares the square eggs.
The square eggs that come in a bag.
Right, bags of eggs.
Square
eggs so for days.
You're an everyman at the hotel that you work at. And
utility player.
Yeah,
that's wonderful to take those shifts that nobody wants. I mean, and you're a young guy, and you can do that, and I think that's probably why they love you. And they do love you at this hotel, obviously, right?
They do. They pay me very well.
Service.
Do you feel more
everything.
Loved at the hotel or here at the Mike O'Mara World Broadcast Headquarters?
Obviously the latter.
Obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
Yes.
That's good.
Yes. Good answer.
So, in your travels, we've asked about, especially when you're working the front desk, you see a lot of people, you see a lot of things, a lot goes on, but apparently something happened at the hotel that the boys were both very interested in, and they actually wanted to put it on the bonus show because they felt that this particular story really lends itself to the uncensored version of our show. So,
and also in depth, Mike, this is more of a Dateline piece than a NBC Evening News piece.
Well, then, Rob, I'm going to need you to hold his hand through this and walk him through this because I'd like to get this story of what would it be fair to ask what happened at the hotel? Is that what it is?
Well, is it more of an ongoing thing, Adrian?
It's more of an ongoing thing. Yeah, that I had a story last weekend because that was my first weekend working the night audit shifts again, and
sure.
I experienced.
Did you say
this
night
again.
Audit shift?
Yes.
Why is it an audit? You guys not paying your taxes?
No, it's an audit because every single night I have to roll over the day. I have to print out all the reports. I have to add up all the numbers. I have to make
but
sure.
But you're basically
everything.
The night front desk clerk, right?
Yeah, don't make it sound more important. You're pressing a button.
We need those
you're the
TPS
night, you're
reports.
The night clerk.
I do lots
you're,
of math,
you're the,
too.
You're the night clerk and not the night auditor. You're the night clerk.
Yeah,
right?
the software.
Night auditor.
You're trying. Look, I've had jobs like that.
Yeah.
You're not the engineer. You're just the board op. Yeah. I get it.
It's a lot of
and
paper
see,
and pen.
Everybody that's listening to the bonus show should understand that we love our interns. We do. We love our interns. But we do realize one thing. We've been doing this a long time. So when one of our interns is telling a story, we try to help them along by simplifying the story.
Yes.
You're the night. You're working the night shift
night
at
desk.
Your hotel, and this happens. Jesus.
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
Well, who are the usual clients at your hotel? Businessmen?
It's businessmen because we're right next to the airport.
Women.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now, what type of business are they
That's
in?
That's right.
Mike, it's a lot of great businesses spring up close to airports.
Yes.
Because that is where so many people are coming and going. You'll see restaurants, hotels, as we've mentioned, clubs.
Yeah. Right.
All of these.
Oscar calls Manassas the tech quarter. No, Dulles 28 is the tech quarter because every company's over there.
All right.
Yeah. It really
so
is
so
a tech
what happened,
quarter. Okay.
What happened at your hotel?
Okay, so this happens frequently. You can kind of tell when this kind of person comes into the hotel because they always book third-party reservations. They always have either somebody else book the room under their name. and then they're, you know, they come, they would come down and they will ask
all
for.
All right, stop you. I'm going to stop you right there. So you book a third party.
Hotwire.com.
Correct.
You book a third party.
Travelocity.
That's a third party.
Trivago. Yeah.
And then when they actually check in,
what's the tell?
So when they book the third party, they're different people than book the reservation.
Sometimes, yeah. See, that's the really awful and really hard thing about it, because you can never tell who is a escort.
Who is
or not.
What?
Yeah, an escort.
Oh, excuse me?
Hold on. We just jumped right into escort there.
There we go.
Okay, wait.
So I'm going to walk you through this the whole way. All right, so you get you're not really aware of this until someone comes to your front desk, right?
I'm aware of this when you have random men walking into the hotel.
Hold it. You're jumping ahead. Yeah. Here's the thing, and I've said this to professionals as well as you.
I got a pep talk 8 years ago.
Sure.
Hold on just a second. Don't try to be clever. Okay. Don't try to be witty. Just actually answer the questions, and we're going to get to this story. So my first one is, you're working the night shift. You're at the front desk, and someone comes to your desk that appears to be an escort. Is that right?
No, because I do not check them in, because I come in around midnight, so I don't check these people in, so I don't see them.
How are you aware, then, that there is an escort in your hotel?
What's the red flag?
Yeah.
It's the customers that are coming in?
Yeah, because it's 2 in the morning. I'm doing my math work. You know, I'm doing all the reports
we
and everything.
We get it. You
no
add numbers.
Cares.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yes.
I don't care what you
you're
doing.
Not an accountant. All right. Get your CPA and come back and talk to us.
So you come in at midnight.
Yeah.
So the fucking hooker has already checked into the hotel.
Exactly.
And you become aware that random men are coming into the hotel and probably, more importantly, leaving the hotel after a short period of time.
Exactly. They're interrupting your long division.
Exactly.
That's right.
Because I have to keep going to the front desk to check out who these people are. And I'm like, I've checked everyone in.
Let me ask this. Yeah. So when these guys come in, they don't check in, right?
No, they just walk, you know, sketchily through the hallway.
And at the type of hotel you have,
there's no security.
But the doors after a certain hour are locked. Am I right about that?
They should be.
They're not.
I mean, when I stayed at the Homewood Suites in Fredericksburg, when I went down to see my daughter's play, and when I would arrive at, I think after maybe 10 o'clock at night one night, the front doors, you had to
have a pass.
Key.
Yeah.
Right.
You had to have a key to open up the front door. It's not that at your hotel?
Not at the Blow and Go.
No, it should be, but.
Clearly, just
not at Hand Job Towers.
No.
Just
come and go as you please.
Yeah. It should be, but it's more of a hassle to have that than to not have doors locked.
Who cares about security?
How is it a hassle for anybody to make them swipe a key?
Because
by the way, I'm concerned because I hope the boy does not jeopardize his situation.
No,
talking about that. Is this all? Let me ask you this: is this all speculation on your part?
It has to be, because even though you can be 99% sure that this person is one of those, you can never assume that, because you can't just accuse someone of that.
No,
hold on, don't say those.
You come on at midnight.
Yes.
And so you're working like the midnight to 8, the midnight
correct.
To 7.
Yep.
Have you seen the people that are running this business, the ladies?
Yeah.
Have you seen them? Have you ever seen them?
Yes. They usually come down to the front desk around 3 in the morning, you know, looking for food and stuff.
Like
soups and crackers and everything.
Foraging? You would have think they would have had enough to eat.
I'm exhausted.
Now,
my kingdom for a pineapple juice and some saltines.
Rob and I have turned the hooker into Madeline Kahn. For some
are these ladies? Because I would imagine if you're looking for high-priced escorts, they're not going to be in Manassas or the Tech Corridor.
I'm thinking that you probably get a nice mix of those on their way up and those on their way down. Kind of like the minor leagues.
So you've got AAA ball girls at your place.
It's a melting pot, yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so different
and they
cultures.
Actually have, you know, we have tape of one particular hooker that came down and sang this to Adrian.
I'm tired of love. I've had my fill of love.
This is the hooker.
From below. And above.
She wants an Oreo.
Do you guys have saltines?
That's a classy hooker right there.
Do you have any Toblerone?
Okay. All right, get that out.
Do you have an Orangina?
So the ladies, all different shapes, sizes, and ethnicities.
Yes, but you, like I said, you can never, you can't accuse them of being that. You can't assume anything.
Okay,
right.
Okay, let me ask you this. Let me, because, and really, frankly, you could be wrong, right? You never know for sure.
I don't know. He's never been wrong before.
Has there ever been a stone cold hottie that you suspected it being a hooker?
Yeah, and it broke my heart when I finally found out she was, because I was just thinking she was like a
student.
Oh,
hold on. Stop right there, because I'm going to ask you this.
Yeah.
How did you finally find out that she was?
I had one of my coworkers do some snooping around.
And
I had to know.
Well, you know what? Can I do a quick sidebar?
Yes,
it absolutely fucking blows my mind that there's anyone who works under him.
I mean...
Okay, I'll bite. How did you find out? How did you find out that she really was?
Yeah, what was the confirmation?
Well, I mean, I don't know what her confirmation was, but the text I received was, hey, she is one of those people.
Those people.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, man.
What about Lady of the Night?
Yeah.
No questions, no lies. You just found out somehow somebody did some research and maybe your underling maybe asked.
Yeah.
That might have been what it
was. Pardon me, ma'am. Are you a prostitute?
How much for a ZJ?
And do they normally check out during the day or check out early in the morning?
Great question, Mike. Yeah.
Do they sleep all day long? What's the deal normally? You've been there at all hours.
Yeah. I'm guessing depending on how much they make a night, they can, you know, stay another night, but they book it only one night in cash. That's another tell. They only pay cash.
They're paying cash.
Yes,
could they be an adulterer?
Cash.
They could be.
Mm. Yeah, it could be anything, and you really are not allowed legally to... Now, by the way, are you... If someone comes in, say, at two in the morning, and you're working the front desk,
you've got
room. they don't have a key, and you don't recognize them, and you think something hinky is going... Do you have the right to say, can I see your hotel key, sir?
I do have
the
right
reservation, yeah.
But that's... I mean, you're asking for trouble, because, I mean, these people aren't in the right head if they're... You know, at 2 in the morning doing this kind of stuff. You don't want to confront them.
Right. So, so is there a protocol?
Let them at the guests.
Mike, they're packing heat in their pants.
You never know.
Yeah.
So, but the question remains, like, after, say, midnight,
like
which is reasonable. Hey, I think after midnight, reasonable. What about just leave? Don't you have a function where the key?
He doesn't care about that, Mike. I think you're barking up the wrong tree.
No, but I'm saying, I'm wondering what standard protocol it would seem to me.
I'll tell you what
midnight.
standard protocol
for him is standing behind the counter and rolling nickels.
Yeah, right.
No, hold on a second. What is the protocol for the hotel?
He should lock the doors after midnight.
11 p.m. The back doors get locked.
Yes.
Yeah, the back doors, but
not in the room.
But because you are on the desk, the front doors remain open.
Correct. And also because we are the only hotel in the Dulles Airport area that runs 24 hours.
Okay, so that's why they start.
That's why it's a hassle.
It's a hassle.
Yeah.
And because you're 24 hours, that's why your place is where this stuff's going.
Yeah.
What you got to see, Mike, if you get off at the arrivals at Dulles Airport, there is it's a 10-passenger bus, and it says the anal shuttle. And it operates every 20.
Oh, my God. So how often do you think this happens in your little joint there?
I would say at least once a week. It really depends on how the rates are and how busy we are. If the rates are low and not busy, you see a lot more than when we are busy.
And you're talking hotel rates.
Correct.
Okay. You
market price.
Would you say that, and usually, you know, from what I've heard, a woman doesn't travel alone if she's in this business. There would be a bodyguard or a handler.
Or a pimp.
Correct.
Yes.
Yep. And that's the person that...
Well, you know, it's hard out there.
Yeah, for a pimp.
For a pimp, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Well done. Yeah.
Nominated a couple of years ago. Go ahead. Adrian, so did they...
You lost all credibility by mentioning the fact you know it from the Academy Awards.
Thank you. Rob, I know it from my listening.
Well, you love all your rap music, your hip-hop singers.
So anyway, the thing, but isn't it nice? I know you try to make me whiter than you, but it ain't going to happen, pal. Yeah.
No one's whiter than me.
Yeah, I know. So Adrian, they travel with a pimp?
Do they travel with a pimp? For the most part, yeah. And that's how you can also tell that they're one of those because...
Can you still call them one of those?
Hooker, whore, prostitute, lady of the evening, harlot, something.
Ass for
cash. I like harlot. No one uses that word anymore.
Nor should you.
Okay.
Hey, can I give you a solution to this? That's how you can tell that they're a pro.
Very good.
That's
strong.
The soft way of strong. Saying it without saying
without being rude, especially on the day after Women's Day.
I'm trying to be respectful.
How can you tell they're a pro, Adrian?
Because they have their pimp book the room for them.
Their manager.
Exactly. So it's like a male's name.
Do you ever see the pimp?
Yeah.
And, Terrence Howard?
That's actually the story that we were talking about last on Tuesday. Because
I'm picturing
I was
whoever that actor is in Risky Business. No. You know the one? That's the greatest pimp role in the world right
Think
there.
Think more of the movie Juice with Tupac. That's how these.
Oh, because we've seen that.
Okay. Yeah, I can do that. Hey, but the, so like they travel with him, and do you have interactions with these PIMPs?
I try not to, and I've never known that this person was actually one of those people. He was just chilling in the lobby.
Hold on. We have to communicate again. Because there's past tense, present tense, direct answers, non-direct answers, multiples, non-multiples.
Like a magic eight ball of stories.
You've only seen one pimp.
Correct.
Is that right?
Yes. And,
you've only seen one pimp, but you're pretty sure this is a pimp.
100%, because every time she would be up there, he would be down in the lobby.
What's he doing? Let me ask this. What's he doing in the lobby? On his cell phone?
On his cell phone, probably finding drugs or something.
Crossword puzzle? At any point, did you ever look across the lobby and see this gentleman who manages this lady's affairs and just said, "Hey, buddy,
what are you getting? 10%, 15%, 20%?
I was like, "Let's go make some money on these rooms. I'll book them. You up? You use them?
Shut up! You're not going to do that. Don't be stupid. You're trying to be clever. I'm going to ask
you. You're scared. You're scared, little boy.
Yeah.
What time of the morning have you seen this alleged pimp sitting in your lobby? What time?
Like at 3 a.m. 2 a.m.
Yeah.
See. Right there, two, 3 a.m. He's just sitting down
What
there
kind of snacks is he getting?
Doing nothing.
Nothing. He's just in the lobby, just sitting on the couch watching TV.
Okay, let me ask this. I got so many questions.
Yeah.
So he's sitting in the lobby at 2 or 3 in the morning, and at a certain point, does he get a text? Does he get a phone call where he goes back up?
I mean, I'll leave him alone. I'm sure he does. He goes up and down, but I mean, for
you're
the
not
most
monitoring
part,
his activities.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm like, "Hey, bro, do you mind if I turn the lights off here in the lobby?" And he's like, "Yeah, go for it."
You're signaling to him that you are disgusted by his actions.
No, it's just
why are you turning the lights off?
No, hold on. Because if he's saying, "Hey, bro, you mind if I turn the lights off?" He's signaling to the guy that, "Hey, go about your business. No problems here." That's what I think he's signaling.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you can hear in his voice, because for the same reason that Diego hated that the hot chick was a prostitute.
Yeah.
the same reason he hates that these women come in.
You don't like
She's got this big heart.
But he takes pride in his work. Diego, you don't really dig that this is going on in your hotel.
You're running a brothel.
I don't care. I honestly do not care.
You don't care, but I mean, would you ever be inclined to
narc out your own hotel?
Yeah, to narc up, not because you're a dick or anything, but because, you know, you're working there. It's kind of a skeezy, dangerous thing that's going on, and you don't dig it. Would you ever?
Paid there.
And do you think the owners of your hotel would be receptive to you saying, "Hey, listen, I kind of think this is going on and you might want to know about it"? Would you be inclined to do that?
Only if it was causing like a disturbance where other guests would be disturbed by
And snitches get stitches, Mike.
That's right. And we really haven't ruled out the fact that the people that own the hotel aren't behind the operation anyway.
Stitches get stitches.
It's true.
Oh, God. Where does he get them? He gets them. Oh, my God. Oh, bring them. Keep them coming. Hey, So in other words, I don't know. Rob, where do you line up on
What are you going over there? My thought is this. I kind of, this pains
He's
me.
He's not going over there, but Grandpa Bob is like warming his car up right now.
Oh, Grandpa Bob just got his frequent stay card scanned. He's going to get an automatic upgrade.
Do you have your member's select card?
Yeah, member's select card.
Do you think he's doing the right thing, or do you think he should narc him?
I don't think he should narc them.
Do you ever feel your physical safety is
do you feel scared? Do you feel unsafe?
No, because I've talked to these women, and for the most part, they're very nice.
Do they all wear?
Of course, they're paid to be
nice. Do you sell condoms, and are you constantly running out of them?
No, we don't sell condoms at the hotel, but these women.
It is the oldest profession.
They have families, they have kids, they're just working.
How do you know this? When they come down with their big feather boas.
Oh, we're running out of time. I gotta tell you. We just peeled back one layer of that onion. You have multiple conversations with the ladies, you little horn dog.
Yeah. I met one.
So you, hold on. I think we're not getting nearly the information that you're playing it cagey because Have you ever gotten a freebie there?
For an upgrade
Never.
Of
That's
sorts?
Dirty. No, absolutely not. But there was this girl who, we had this mutual respect for each other.
Understanding? You
tell? Yeah, because I knew what she was doing, and, I didn't care. I was just cool with it.
I 100% guarantee he said, "I'm doing my audit right now because I'm the audit guy."
It goes like this. The phone rings. Hey, front desk.
That's me, Adrian. Yeah, I'm up in room 347, and my 10 o'clock is a no-show.
They canceled, and I really
I've
need the 80
bucks.
I've
got some time to kill. Do you think I could get... I'm really tired. I want to get an extra night. Could you come up here, please?
You ever, have you ever had that fantasy that something like that would go down, Adrian?
Off the record, yeah.
Off the record.
I mean, why not?
Skeezball.
Off the record.
She gets her clothes. We're in a 207, and we need towels.
Oh, stop!
And then here comes up
be,
with the towels.
Don't ruin it. So gross. Adrian, I've got a bunch of questions.
Good
How many
it.
Total ladies that are like this would you say you have encountered
in your
run at the hotel?
Not that much. Less than 20.
Not that many.
Not
less
that
than
many.
20.
Yeah.
20 in the last
Whoa.
2 weeks?
Less than
no, 20
20.
In le- or 20 my whole entire 7 years that I've been there.
Okay, then if you can get it to less than 20, give us a number, because here's the deal.
Yeah.
5 is less than 20, and 5 isn't very many. 19 right. is less than 20, and 19 is quite a few.
I agree.
15 to 20.
15 to 20.
15
nice
to 20.
Range.
That's
19.
And out of the 15 to 20, how many would you say were stone cold knockouts?
I would like more than half of them. You would be surprised who
okay.
are
That's
escorts.
That's good. That's okay. That's
nice.
Oscar
can you?
When
you
work next time,
I being the
just
evil
so I can
people,
get a little
like that. Yeah.
Recon.
Spitball their ages. What do you say their average age is?
And there's a perv question. Right yeah.
18.
There. There's a perv question. Hold on. Stop it. You don't need to answer that. That's the question from the boy who maybe has a little bit more perv in him than he lets on.
Just
there
you fucking go. Relax, okay?
That
we're trying
gross.
To paint a picture.
No,
it's
I don't
want
to know how fucking old they are.
No, I want to know if they are like.
I don't want to know.
I mean, don't you think there's a difference between, say, 25 and 50?
That's
there's a big
good.
Difference.
I don't see a lot of older hookers that are broke down.
Yeah.
Got to go to Vegas for that.
Are there any here? I would
Something
rather have the question
as portrayed
framed
by
way.
Carol Burnett. Yeah. That's what
Rob,
I'm looking
I would
for.
Rather have the question framed, are there any real old ladies?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay, are there
like
older
over,
hookers?
Like over the age of like 40 or 50?
No, I don't think I've seen them.
What's the oldest you've seen? Okay. Perfect question.
I think 30.
Yeah, you know
and
what?
She was
okay. That is pushing it. They should
okay.
know better.
And you said that I heard early on in the discussion, I heard sympathy. I will tell you, when Don and I did one of the first shows, when we met Dennis Hoff out at the Bunny Ranch, yeah. I was sitting there as a young DJ going out there, hey, man, this is going to be interesting being around all this. When I arrived, when I got
You're
out
sad.
There, and this is a true story, it absolutely broke my heart because these were broken people that
sad.
Were doing this because they had a lot of weird shit happen in their
yeah.
lives, and I felt
you
want to
save them, Mike. You want to save them.
I just felt bad about the whole experience. It was terrible. Have you ever gotten that vibe based on doing this for a living? Is you know, in many cases, a very desperate thing to
like
be doing.
Like their only choice,
100%. Yeah.
Do you feel that way?
A Hell lot? Yeah, all the time. Yeah. Because I mean, these are really beautiful women. That
right. women,
women that you know, if they can just. I mean, if they can put their mind to it, I'll pay for. Nova for them to go to college
Aww,
or something.
Oh,
nice.
You're
going
to fix them.
No,
I'm going
to
fix
that's
them.
Sweet.
That's nice.
Like, I don't care. That's a
I
sweet
think it's very
thing
sweet.
To say.
Do you think
that's...
they have enough on the ball to be a night auditor?
I mean, I don't know about that. I don't think they know their numbers like I do.
What do you do when you God. Do the taxes for the hotel that's so important?
There's one book that says show to the IRS, and there's another book that says never show to the IRS.
I have this motto that they don't pay me enough to figure out why the numbers add up. It's just my job to add them up. It's not
good,
my job.
It's a good
model.
That's what I do here.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what the accountants are for.
So you and here's the because you said 15 to 20, and now I want to ask you this question: of the in the 7 years you've been working at the hotel, how often do you do the weekend? Is it primarily on weekends this goes down?
Yes, on the
so
night holiday shifts. Yeah.
On the weekends, how often do you pull weekend overnight shifts?
Only when our previous night auditor quits. And yeah. so that happened last week. So I'm doing
so
that.
So in the 7 years, how many, 10, 15, I mean, 25, 35 shifts? How many?
Let's see. All of summer. So that's 3 months plus the probably next 2 months I'll be doing night audits. So
is it hard to find someone that will do that work?
Hell yeah, because it's
it
not
seems
easy.
So
it's
easy.
Stressful.
It's overnight.
No, they lost the last night auditor because they brought back evening lacrosse practice at the high school.
Because they're young and they just don't care and they roll out.
Yeah, and I mean, it's not easy staying up all night if you're like in your 40s. These aren't.
Especially if you're high.
Yeah.
You don't have to be coffee. In your 40s to do that
hey,
job.
You know,
though.
we're talking about the hooker thing, but do you ever experience any other scenes or violence or
yeah.
anything horrible
Hell
at the hotel?
Yeah. One day we had this guy, he was found drunk on the back of the hotel, and they told me around 5 in the morning that they found some guy out there, right? And so I bring him inside. I put him on the couch. And this is around 5 in the morning. Breakfast starts at 6. I try to wake him up. I'm like, yo, dude, you have to move. I can't have someone sleeping in the lobby while breakfast is going on.
Well, old people are going to their cars.
Exactly. So the guy was in the couch. I didn't want to call security, so I called the hotel next to us. He comes over, tries to move him. That doesn't work. He calls the cops. The sheriff comes over, tries to move him. He doesn't move. They get in the fight in the lobby. He gets tackled. They call
Who
for
gets
backup.
In a fight? You said he didn't move, and then they got into a fight. Somebody got into a fight with a corpse? What happened?
No, the cop got in a fight with the guy. The drunk guy.
So he did move, actually.
My head hurts.
He got up.
Yeah, I swear to God, it's difficult. It really is. I thought, and here's a good way to end the story. Okay, so the guy finally came to, and he said, just put me into a car, send me down to the CVS at Wisconsin Avenue, and show me where the ramp is, because I got to take a dump. Okay? There we go. Thank you. That's how we're funny. Adrian, all in all, pretty good. Pretty
Thank
good.
You.
Pretty good storytelling.
Coming a long way, man. Coming
and really,
a long way.
Take notes. I want to revisit Tales of the Hotel.
Big picture.
I think it's a fantastic thing. Cool. And,
that's Diego's Bunny Ranch.
And, yes. Rob, never again with the pizza dipped in milk. Is that safe to say?
Depends how drunk I am.
Get over to the hotel. That'll be fantastic.
I got to drop off a resume anyway. I want to be the new night auditor.
Thank you all very much for listening to the bonus show. Make sure you tell your friends to subscribe. We appreciate that. For Rob Spivak and Oscar Santana, Aria, executive producer, Matt Ponyboy Bloom, Ashley the intern, Maddie the intern, Adrian the hotelier. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Hey, I just wanted to take this time out to say thank you to all the people who purchase our bonus content. The Mike O'Mara Show bonus hours are a little extra something we do for you each and every week. And those that support us by purchasing our bonus show content really make the show fly. Thanks once again for supporting the Mike O'Mara Show bonus hour.